Welcome to Sales Secrets, new shows daily. Subscribe now.
For you, and this is so common for all of us as entrepreneurs, the ups, the downs, the roller coaster you have.
Oh, yeah.
Boogers, you have the bus.
Massive roller coaster.
Huge. Yeah. And I appreciate you sharing that in your story. And for you, it happened really early. I mean, way earlier than it did on my journey. So I'm trying to think of, 22 running a $12 million company, what that's like, what that's got to be like. What did you learn about your identity and not placing your identity on your results throughout that process? Like, was that, because that's so tough, right? As a salesperson or as an entrepreneur, we can say when we have our best year or our best month, it's like we feel so good about ourselves. And then things crumble, things fall apart, something unexpected happens. And it really can rock you. So what did you learn about emotional management and kind of creating an identity outside of your results throughout that process?
Yeah, I realized that at a quick age to be, it's you versus you. And really every day trying to be who you were, what you did, what you accomplished the day before. You know, I always had this operating philosophy of staying humble, staying hungry, and always being the hardest working person in the room. Like, I just loved that work ethic because I grew up like in such a difficult financial situation as a kid with my sister at the time, to where I was like, I'm never going back. Like, I will always work as hard as humanly possible to never go back to being super poor again. So that played a big part into like my work ethic. But then, you know, when you go through these ups and downs, when I'm down, the way that I've always stayed, I guess, motivated and inspired is like, it's okay to be down. Like, I'm down every day. Every day I'm going through something hard that I don't want to do, that I'm challenged to do, that I'm procrastinating to do, that I'm unmotivated to do, that I'm exhausted and stressed out to do. But I just think of it like it's you versus you. You've got big goals. You've got big dreams. You have to do the hard things that you know you need to do to get to where you want to go. And the minute that you stop doing those hard things is the minute that you start saying goodbye to your goals and dreams. So having the you versus you mentality, I think I got it because like once my family finally started to get out of being broke, because my dad went from broke to financially free, he lived way above his means. So my father always did everything to impress other people. Yeah. And like my dad also went from broke to financially free from sales, which is ironic. He always told me like never get into sales because he was stressed with sales. He was always worried about getting fired. I think because he didn't have a college degree or whatever. I'm not sure. I also think it was because he didn't really understand how to build a predictable, scalable, repeatable sales system, sales process. But what he did was when he finally started to make it, he always lived above his pay grade with the cars and the house and the food going out to eat, and just like clothes, always trying to impress other people. So growing up, I was just like in college and high school. Well, really, his success came when I was in college and I already made my own success. But I was like, I'm not going to be like my dad living above my means. Like, I just really got used to not giving a shit what people thought. Maybe it was because I was able to achieve the success early on or whatever. But like when you're, I think that's the ultimate euphoria is doing things for you, doing things for serving other people versus doing things and buying things to make you look good to other people.
This show is sponsored by Seamless.ai, the world's best sales leads. Get direct dials, emails, and cell phones for anyone in seconds. Request an invite to join for free at Seamless.ai. That's Seamless.ai.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to do. Like, I don't know why I don't have that, like, in my system. I've never had it in my system. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't care what other people think about me. And a way to do that, too, by the way, a secret to that is like, I know every day I'm trying to help people become to maximize their success. It's why, you know, I wrote all the books. It's why I came out with Whatever It Takes. It's why I came out with the books, the software, posting on social media. Like, going all out, working 7 days a week for our customers, our users, our investors, our employees, my followers on LinkedIn and social media. Like, I know every day I'm literally giving it my all to help our audience get to the next level. So if someone hates on me for that, that means that they've got something deeply rooted in themselves that they can't overcome, that they've got these demons inside them that they just got to figure out how to get out.
Yeah.
And the ability to know, like, I've got this rule. If it can help one person, you have to do it. So like whenever I'm writing up fear, fear will kill so much potential. Like, fear is also a thing that keeps salespeople stuck. Oh, I'm scared to follow up with this prospect. Oh, I'm scared to text them. Oh, I'm scared to ask for the sale. It's like, I'm like, if it could help one person, I got to do it. So in sales, like going from zero to six figures to seven figures, it's like, if you have a product that's going to change your life forever for the better, you better follow up. You better be relentless. You better be unstoppable. Like, I will not take no for an answer, because I know literally the life anyone wants, the family anyone wants, the freedom anyone wants, the time, the money anyone wants. The only way to get that is with the list. The only way to build the list is with Seamless. So like, I will do whatever it takes. I will follow up as much as it takes. I will try to deliver as much value to anyone that I sell to as possible, because I know their life is going to be a multiplied better outcome with my products and services than without it. Their life will be dramatically worse without our services. Their life will be 3, 5, 10x better with Seamless. So it's these like these little principles I've learned along the way, which I talk about in Whatever It Takes, that if you apply them, and you apply them every day, it's not like once out of a year, once out of 6 months, it's every day you got to apply these principles to success in sales, in business, and in life.
We are hiring here at Seamless.ai. That is right. We have over 850 positions open right now, hundreds of SDRs, hundreds of AEs, 50 engineers across every department in the company. We're hiring nearly 850 positions this year. So if you want to work for Seamless.ai, help the world connect opportunity, apply at Seamless.ai/careers, Seamless.ai/careers, Seamless.ai/careers.
Thanks for joining Sales Secrets. New shows daily. Subscribe now.